Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Investigators are trying to figure out what led to a fatal crash at a car auction in Billerica yesterday. They want to know what caused an SUV to speed up and then plow into a crowd. Three people were killed, nine others were hurt. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Hundreds of people regularly pack the Wednesday morning auctions at Linway Auto. The cars for sale drive slowly through the building, almost a football field long, as if they were stuck on the expressway in rush hour traffic. Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan describes it this way.
Cars are moved through the lane so that folks have an opportunity to see them, prepare to bid on the cars.
But yesterday morning, events took a tragic turn.
A 2006 Jeep Grand Cherokee was waiting to enter, to travel down the lane. The inside of the building has travel lanes alternating with safe lanes where people are able to stand.
Buyers stand next to the cars filing by and look them over. The Grand Cherokee was making its way through the crowd, just three cars away from being auctioned off when it lurched forward. Ilion Alencar, a buyer for a car dealer, had arrived early in the morning to see a particular vehicle. He was standing next to the runaway SUV.
I was in line F.
I was in line to see the car right behind, he said, only he took off.
Ele começou a disparar.
He was the driver of the Jeep, an employee of the auction house, Alencar says he's seen many times before. A man in his 70s, he says, has difficulty walking. Alencar says he saw seven people thrown onto the ground as the SUV plowed through. Two witnesses say they saw the Jeep push several people against a wall before crashing through it. One video posted on Facebook shows the driver sitting in the driver's seat after the vehicle has come to a stop. People lay on the ground, immobile, as emergency responders attend to them.
Back up, guys! Come on, back up!
DA Ryan says the preliminary information investigators have suggests that this was a tragic accident. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.